welcome to the first episode of Question Everything of 2025. That feels super weird to say, but that is what year it is. Feels pretty futuristic if you ask me. This is a very short episode today because the holidays have been crazy and I had my brothers in town for a week and I've really just been spending this time to flow a little bit and not push so hard with content. I think it's good to have peaks and valleys with basically everything. And so I've been taking some time to just think and recenter myself and discover what truly resonates with me in regards to the direction of my content. And that does include this podcast, but it also includes other avenues like TikTok and, of course, my other creative endeavors. So I've been learning a lot about myself and I've been learning a lot about the universe, I think. I'm so excited to share with you some of the things that I've been pondering. And I am also trying to be aware that if I spend all of my time in this studio behind this computer recording podcasts and making TikTok videos and writing, then I am not really drawing from anything real anymore. Alan Watts, the philosopher, he has a quote that is equal parts funny and haunting, which is this. He says, "A person who thinks all the time has nothing to think about except thoughts." And he says it in a joking way or just kind of like a lighthearted way. And he laughs after he says it, but it's true. And it's a little scary. I have to be careful to not spend all my time in here because I'm not pulling from real life if I do that. And so we have a big year ahead of us with this podcast. I have no idea exactly where it's going to go, but I do want to focus on growing my audience here, delivering even more value, and also identifying patterns that resonate with all of us and can be applied to all areas of our lives. I have been learning that my superpower, if you will, because everyone has one, is pattern recognition. And I don't mean mathematically or with stocks, but I just mean universal spiritual and temporal patterns. It's something that I'm fascinated with. I'm absolutely obsessed with it. And I haven't realized this whole time, but ever since the beginning of Enter the Void, which again was my first podcast before starting Question Everything, that's really what I've been doing. I have this ideas folder in a note-taking app called Notion, which calling it a note-taking app is very reductive because it's capable of so much more than that. But I have this ideas folder, and anytime I notice something that I think is insightful or I have an idea pop into my head that seems profound in some way, I just write it down. And I've been doing that for about 2 years now. And I'm really glad that I started doing that because it led to all of this. So I encourage you, if there's any sort of New Year's resolution that you're going to have, my recommendation, wow, I just had a stroke. That was crazy. My recommendation or suggestion is to document your ideas. You have a brain for a reason, and you have an infinitely unique perspective of the universe for a reason. And when you have certain ideas or thoughts, or you get excited about something, or you make a connection and you just let it go, you're training yourself to not value those things. And I think you're also sending a signal to the universe that, hey, when I have good ideas, when valuable things pop into my mind, I do nothing with it. And I think that's a recipe to basically have an empty head, which, who knows, maybe having an empty head is where peace can be found. I wouldn't know. But yeah, really what I've been doing all this time is identifying patterns. Like, my ideas haven't been computers are cool because they help us access the internet. It's been patterns like, oh, summer and winter, even though I hate winter because it's cold, it's inevitable. And winter is actually a beautiful thing because it teaches us to slow down and find routine and stick to what works and express gratitude and dig deep. And then summer is, you know, to do all the opposite, to move forward with ambition and spread outward into the world and explore and try new things. And immediately noticing that pattern, I see that wave, that up and down, that rise and fall in everything in life. And it's helped me appreciate winter more, like instantly. I'm just not mad at winter anymore. So that's just an example of the patterns that I've been noticing. And I think that identifying them as patterns is going to be really helpful for not just me, but everybody. I think that if you're listening to this podcast and you either watch my videos or you're interested in, you know, doing group meditations or future group coaching or whatever it might be, retreats, I think that identifying them as patterns and really focusing on the ones that are universal will allow people to get in touch with their nature and find peace through accepting the natural flow of life. And that's really what is helping me not stress so much. So this episode is another example of that natural flow. I didn't really have a topic planned for today. I am not filming this episode because I look like I just woke up, because I did. And honestly, today I'm working on reorganizing my Notion dashboard, but it's Saturday as of recording this, and you're hearing this on Sunday or later, and I've released a podcast episode every Sunday morning for the last few months, 3 to 6 months, and I'm not about to break that streak just because I don't have a perfect episode planned. So here I am, and I'm bringing you something that I hope is still valuable and interesting. So all that said, let's look forward to this new year. Don't stress yourself out with all of these changes and things that you're going to have to do for this new year, because regardless of what we think about January and New Year's resolutions, the fact is that January is probably the slowest month of the year. The holidays are over. It's cold as hell. And I think that what we should do is just relax and really sink deep into introspection. I think that January is not the time for change. It's the time for stillness. And spring is a great time to spring into action. In with the trajectory heading towards the peak of the wavelength, if you will. That's something that my wife and I talked about the other night, and she actually shared this insight with me because I've been talking about patterns and this and that, and she noticed another pattern, which is that, hey, like, January is basically at the bottom of the wavelength of the year. Why are we making all these New Year's resolutions and trying to change a bunch of stuff and holding ourselves to these new goals? It doesn't make sense. And that really helped me because I was feeling like dog water on New Year's Eve, just feeling really weird about all of the things that I've accomplished this year and being proud of that, but not really feeling that pride and really just kind of feeling sad and disappointed. And so again, it's important to notice patterns and be aware. So lots to think about. I'm going to leave you with that. I appreciate the wonderful 2024 that you guys offered me. And I'll see you next time. Question everything.